Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
But an email like this, you know, if it's real, could be more significant. So how do they know whether these needles are significant or whether these are the Russian disinformation put into the haystack?
Right, exactly. And this is classic. This is very classic Russian disinformation tactic, which is to mix in things that look legitimate and maybe even are legitimate with things that are fake. And so what we'll be seeing over the next few days is...
There are new questions about an unverified report targeting Joe Biden's son and new reporting about possible ties to a Russian disinformation effort aimed at influencing the U.S. election.
Experts say the emails cannot be authenticated. Some may have been altered or are fake.
We have no idea whether or not the emails are legitimate, but this whole operation looks right out of the Kremlin playbook. Hack and dump.
This is just classic textbook Soviet-Russian tradecraft at work. The Russians have analyzed the target. They understand that the president and his enablers crave dirt on Vice President Biden. Whether it's real or contrived, it doesn't matter to them. And so all of a sudden, two and a half weeks before the election, this laptop appears somehow.
Absolutely crockalicious.
Yeah, this is a CNN disinformation campaign.
It is terrifying propaganda of this level you would expect to be coming out of an authoritarian regime controlled by a banana republic.
Who was that last one? Was it Clapper or was it...
Clapper.
Okay.
It was Clapper.
This is the guy. Listen to what he just said. Classic Soviet-style disinformation campaign. This is the guy that knew that the Russia investigation was false from day one, that it was completely fabricated, that it was predicated by a FISA warrant that was a completely made-up story.
And that Hillary had come up with the idea to make it up.
Called the president a traitor.
Yep, and knew
on the air in front, well, not in Congress, but testified in Congress that this stuff was true. Lied to Congress in congressional hearings. Lied to the American people over and over again. Got on CNN, who paid him to make these claims that the president had, sold out his country, that it was treasonous, that he was a traitor to his country. Every bit of it a lie. And now this guy's telling you, oh, this stuff's not true. Or it's probably Russian disinformation.
He admits later in the interview that he's not actually seen any of the metadata. Wait. You've not seen any of it? No, I have no access to it. But yet you said this, Mr. Clapper?
To me, this is just classic textbook Soviet-Russian tradecraft at work. The Russians have analyzed the target. They understand.
Shut up.
Yeah, what he is doing is classic spy tradecraft.
You know what this is? We do this in foreign countries all the time. It's election manipulation. Our intel agencies do this. This is what they're doing here. They're using classic techniques. Okay, how do we know that what Clapper is saying is a lie? Other than that, he lies all the time.
Again, remember, his lips are moving.
Yeah, remember Edward Snowden ultimately leaked all of that NSA stuff after that guy, Clapper, went under oath before Congress and said the NSA was not collecting Americans' texts, emails, phone calls. So he would never do that. It's not true. Snowden knew that was a lie. And he watched Clapper lie about it under oath. And he knew that he had to do something. And that's why he leaked all of that stuff, proving that Clapper lied. Clapper was never prosecuted. Something that I've highlighted many times on the show. It's an absolute outrage. He said that under oath, committed a felony on national television, and has never been prosecuted. So anyway, how do we know that Clapper's lying and everybody in that montage that you heard is lying? Well, the top guy, John Ratcliffe, the director of National Intelligence, says there's no intelligence indicating that Hunter's emails were Russian disinformation. We don't have it. We haven't assessed that. It doesn't exist. And so all of the yap-yap you're hearing from Clapper in the media, oh, looks like Russian disinformation, is based on nothing. Here's Maria Bartiromo and Acting Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe.
Adam Schiff, from the chairman of the Intel Committee, is out and about this weekend on Sunday morning shows saying all of this news is just Russian disinformation and it's not true. You are the director of national intelligence. You see more intelligence than anybody in the country other than the president of the United States. So you can tell us what's real and what's fake. Is this Russian disinformation, director?
The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign. It's simply not true. And apparently Chairman Schiff wants anything against his preferred political candidate to be deemed as not real and is using the intelligence community or attempting to use the intelligence community to say there's nothing to see here. Don't drag the intelligence community into this. Hunter Biden's laptop is not part of some Russian disinformation campaign, and I think it's clear that the American people know that.
So, again, John Ratcliffe has a higher security clearance than, because he's the director of national intelligence, than anybody in government except the president himself. There is no intel. There's no Russian disinformation intel. It's not real. But yet you just heard that insane montage I put together.
Well, these people are lying. That's all there is to it. And Adam Schiff, once again, Shifty Shift, is lying to the American people using his position as the chairman of the House Senate, the House Intelligence Committee, which should be renamed, as long as he's chairman, the House Lack of Intelligence Committee, and lying to the American people once again.
It just makes me wonder if they ever got total power, what could they manipulate America into doing if they're willing to lie like this?
Yeah. That should terrify people of any political ideology.
I mean, there are actually Americans, millions of Americans, who really think Russia interfered in our last election.
Yeah.
And they probably believe it's the same now. Russia didn't interfere in our last election. That's never been proven. It's yet to be proven. There's not one shred of evidence that ever happened. And Russia collusion was completely debunked by Mueller and his team. Didn't happen. No evidence of it. So they've told the lie for so long, it's easy to push the buttons.
Exactly. That's it. That's why you do it.
Yeah, I mean,
what's
the next thing?
Why this game is played this way.
We have to stay in our houses because of Russian collusion. How about that? Wear a mask because of Russian collusion. I don't know what they'll come up with next. Yeah. Texture writes, hey, Tara, I find it interesting that the Biden hard drive appeared now. I think they are trying to get Biden out before the election. When you trace the timeline on it, it actually makes a lot of sense in terms of Giuliani and Bannon and all of them and when the shop owner first appeared. But you know what else they're doing to confuse people, Lee, and I'm going to go into this throughout the hour here to explain. They are counting on the media that the people don't realize there's actually three sets of emails, not one. So they're going, oh, Russian disinformation, fake emails on a fake Hunter Biden computer. Yeah, well, there's a separate set of emails that Bevin Cooney, who is Hunter's business associate, has. He's in prison for his activities as Hunter's business associate. He's really mad at Hunter because he feels like Hunter used liberal political privilege to get out of being indicted while he went to prison. And he says, look, I got all the emails about our deals with China and stuff. And he gave Peter Schweizer the password to his Gmail and gave him written permission to go in and read the emails. There's no hacking. There's nothing. That is a separate set of emails. That is not the emails that the New York Post has. So how does the media explain those? Is everybody in on it with the Russians? Is that what it is? All of Hunter's business partners are in on it with the Russians and the director of national intelligence, he's in on it with the Russians. The Wall Street Journal, they're in on it with the Russians. So is the New York Post. They're in it on with. I mean, is that believable? It doesn't even make sense on its face. So there's a second set out there. And what the media is hoping to do is that you will be so confused by their lack of reporting that you think there's only one set of emails and it's just hard to know if they're real. Well, the set of emails about the $30 million and how Joe gets 10% of the Chinese money, those emails, that's not from the New York Post. That's from Bevin Cooney. He was copied on them. He helped move the money. So y'all go ahead and explain those emails. Go ahead and do it. Explain. Because nobody's claiming those are Russian disinformation. They're just pretending they don't exist at all. Fox News broke it. Breitbart broke it. It's just sitting out there. Joe, by the way, the amazing thing, Lee, is that the media is carrying the water for this Russian disinformation idea when Joe Biden hasn't even claimed that. Isn't that crazy? He's never claimed that. I mean, the first, if these emails were fake, you, me, any human being, Hunter, we would be outraged and go right for the cameras, would we not?
Oh, absolutely.
Those emails are fake. We never wrote those. They were planted by the Trump campaign associates and turn it back on him, right? Because it's Giuliani and Bannon. But they haven't done that. Isn't that weird? Never denied they're real.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, how can we know if the Biden emails are real? How could we know a thing like that? Nope. Unknowable. Unverified is what they're calling it. In between them telling you the mainstream media, all they do is lie anymore. It's Russian disinformation. Well, if they're unverified, how do you know it's Russian disinfo? They don't say. Because they don't know. Now they've got over 50 former intelligence officers have signed this letter saying it's probably Russian interference in the election, these emails. But they admit right in the letter they've not seen the emails or the metadata or the laptop. It's kind of like how they knew that remember this? The biggest lie of all still staggers me. Kind of like how they knew that the Russians had hacked the DNC server. Remember, the election was hacked. That's a reference to the DNC server. And then we find out all the way back in 2017. I point this out every day now, so you'll know how crazy the world you live in is. All the way back in 2017. Remember, the FBI never went and got the server, the DNC server, because they knew it wasn't hacked by the Russians, and they didn't want to be in possession of the evidence of that. So you remember the Democrats hired a firm to go look at the server. And that firm told the FBI and the CIA that the server had been hacked and that the Russians did it. And based on that, remember 17 intel agencies agree. Actually, it was only like six. Never mind, we lied. Okay, y'all ever see the server? No. Did you ever examine it? No. Well, how do you know? Oh, CrowdStrike told us. Who pays them again? Oh, the Democrats. Yeah. Okay. So remember they called in the CEO of CrowdStrike and asked him, can you prove the server was hacked by anyone? No. You can't? No. Well, how do you know the Russians did it? We don't. But if the server was hacked, it looks like something they would do. Wait. But you can't even prove the server was hacked. No. So how do you know the Russians did it? We don't. But remember, that testimony in 2017 was behind closed doors, under oath. We wouldn't get the transcript until 2019. Trey Gowdy sat in on that, yet he told us the FBI was to be trusted for 3 years. And that's Trey Gowdy. How bad do you think the rest of them are? Trey knew the whole time it was fake and told us to trust the FBI. Again, that was Trey Gowdy. One of the better ones in terms of corruption. We're on the corruption scale here, folks. We're like from slime, muck all the way up to just merely reptilian. These same people are now telling you, whoa, we don't know. Speaking of not knowing, we don't know if it's Russian disinformation. Yeah, they do. I just played John Ratcliffe for you. He is the top intelligence guy in our country. He has the highest clearances. The only person who has higher clearances is Trump. He says, there's no intelligence indicating Hunter Biden's emails are Russian disinformation. We don't have it. We haven't seen it. The media is making this up. So here's Jenna Arnold with the Biden campaign. Really, honestly, this is the only clip you need to hear today. And we're done after that. She's on with Leland Vitter of Fox News. And Leland says to her, and I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's painful. It goes on for 3 minutes. Jenna, just deny the emails are real. Do it right now. You're speaking for the Biden campaign. Just deny they're real. Just say they're not real. They're fake. Do it, Jenna. And she's like, oh, well, the NSA and the Russians. And he's like, Jenna, are they real or not? Speaking for the Biden campaign, here's how that went.
I feel like you still haven't answered the fundamental question, which is, can anyone say that these emails are inauthentic? And so far, I haven't heard anybody say that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think anybody's saying okay, let me ask you about it.
Well, we're not saying they're inauthentic. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You speak for the Biden campaign? Yeah. And you're saying that they're not saying they're fake? No, no, we're not saying they're fake. He gave her three opportunities. Just say they're not real, Jenna. Just say they're not real. Well, we can't do that. Oh, cool. So they're real. We're done here. We are so done here. Why is this so hard? But it is hard. Incredibly, it is hard. Like a zombie army marching toward the polls, many of them getting mail-in ballots, even though they're not real or shouldn't be. A study by Judicial Watch, they've been suing state after state trying to get the dead, moved, and otherwise non-existent voters off their rolls to prevent Democrats from mailing ballots to them. Here's what they found. A total of 353 counties in 29 U.S. states have a total of 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible voting age citizens. You can pretty much assume that not all eligible voting age citizens are registered. The number is probably higher than 1.8. Many of them are being mailed ballots. This is going to be a disaster if this thing is close. In addition to that, this is in addition, 8 states, including Alaska, Colorado, Senate may turn on Colorado, Maine, Maryland, Michigan. Presidential election could well turn in Michigan, could be a deciding state. New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Vermont were found to have statewide registered voter totals exceeding, are you ready for this? 100% of eligible voters. This is madness. Judicial Watch compared the registration data available for 37 states with the U.S. Census Bureau's most recently available American Community Survey. It's a zombie army. They deliberately didn't clear the voter rolls because of it. This new study shows 1.8 million excess or ghost voters in 353 counties across 29 states. This data highlights the recklessness of mailing blindly ballots and ballot applications to voter registration lists. Dirty voting rolls can mean dirty elections, especially when it's really easy to tell who's not a real voter. Just haven't voted in years. Just go find those mail-in ballots in their name. That's when you don't cheat outright, like they're going to do in Pennsylvania. Folks, and I don't mean to depress you here. I just announced this. I'm going to go ahead and call Pennsylvania. What is this? 1020? Yeah, Pennsylvania for the Democrats. Go ahead and call it. I wouldn't even bother going there anymore if I was Trump. Because John Roberts just threw us under the bus. This was an absolutely outrageous decision. John Roberts, a Bush appointee, so you should expect to be stabbed in the back by a Bush. Any of them, just pick one. Appointed John Roberts, and he voted with the liberals on this. It is an absolute constitutional outrage. The Constitution is very clear. States have the right to decide how their elections will be conducted. That is why different states have different methods of election conduction. How has that changed? Pretty clear. A vote of the legislature. You know, you make it like law. Remember laws? We used to have laws. Yeah. Well, in state after state, what the Democrats have done is they've gotten judges or courts that are controlled by Democrats to rule, no, we don't like that law. We're going to rewrite it and say, pick a number, 3 days to count extra ballots in Pennsylvania, and they don't have to be postmarked. Let that sink in. Wait. So they're going to mail out ballots. Yeah. To everybody on the voter rolls. Mm-hmm. And then they figure out how many votes they need on election day if Trump's ahead, and they just bring them in boxes. Yeah, it makes it real easy when they don't have to be postmarked. Well, then how do we know when they were mailed? They could have been mailed after the election. We don't, silly. That's the point. It is legally mandated voter fraud. You can't say legal voter fraud because it's not legal. This is why we needed Amy Coney Barrett on the court last week. But we had to make the Democrats happy doing the shuffle. We've had same-day Supreme Court appointments. You know that, right? Like, the president nominates on the same day they're appointed. We've done that. We already had question and answer for her. We put her on a circuit court. We didn't need to do any of this. Lindsey did it to make the Democrats happy, and the Democrats wanted it exactly for this reason. John Roberts must be stopped. We just lost Pennsylvania, folks. Now, look, my electoral map has never involved winning Pennsylvania. I've always assumed they would steal the state. So for me, this is just gravy. But it just got harder to win. There's no way we can win Pennsylvania. Now, people on text line earlier when I was talking about this were saying, we can just cheat. Us? Cheat? Do you know who controls the voter rights section of the Department of Justice? A bunch of Democrats. They ain't going to touch the Democrats. They'll bury us under the house. We have to be honest just to not end up in prison. It's not a fair system. Don't forget, this is dual justice. It's not the way it used to be. So thanks, John Wright. I don't even know how you rule that's constitutional. That is bizarre to me. It's real simple. What does the state law say in Pennsylvania? You can't just count a ballot with no postmark. You could if the legislature had changed it. We'd have to go with it. We wouldn't like it. But they can't get this crap through the legislature because even the Democrats are afraid that their opponents will cheat next time. So they do it by dictate of the court. That is not legal. Some judge saying, hey, three extra days to count, no postmarks, okay. Don't even have to prove it went through the mail. Just drop it off at the front of the election board. How many do we need to beat Trump? Oh, 20,000, no problem. Crank up the copier. These mail-in ballots are easy to do that way. That's why Bill Barr said, listen, if the Chinese want it, they just go photocopy them. Get yourself a good high-quality copier and flood the market with ballots. They just come in here and do it if they want it. He was being facetious. Obviously, he's not afraid the Chinese will do it. I mean, who knows? They might as well. So Pennsylvania's gone. Thank John Roberts. There's absolutely no fealty to the law of any kind. Trump, by the way, just got some surprising new endorsements. Did you see what they did to Ice Cube, by the way? Oh, brutalized. Absolutely brutal. You know, Trump put out his plan for the black community, which I thought was great. Well, several of his ideas were rapper Ice Cube's. And he had put together this list of, you know, things he thought would really help the black community. So he contacted Republicans and contacted Democrats. Democrats couldn't be bothered. They wouldn't meet with him. And they said, we'll talk to you after the election. And then they said, screw you. You're not black if you don't vote for us. Sorry, actually, that was just Joe Biden. Anyway, the Republicans and Trump said, not come meet with me. So he did. Gave him the planks. Ice Cube didn't endorse Trump. He did thank him for including the planks in his plan. Go look at what they're doing to Ice Cube on his Twitter account. He is absolutely being brutalized by white liberals who are calling him, among other things, well, words I can't say. Because they're horrifically racist. That's what white leftists do to you. If you don't want to go along with them. Some even calling him racist. Can you even process that? So that's insane. And then this one, 50 Cent. Yeah, he's fleeing as well. He's done. He just endorsed Trump. And you're like, wait, what? Yeah, he got to look at the combined 62% tax rate, the Biden tax plan combined with New York State. And California state taxes, 62% tax rate. 62. Even in Common Core math, that's like two-thirds. And he went, well, I'm voting for Trump. See if he makes it to the end of the week before he reverses it. The beatdown has begun. By the way, for all of you who think, well, you know, Biden's a nicer guy than Trump, so I'm just going to vote for him. Well, that's not free. It's going to cost you to vote for him. And I have the actual dollar total. It's quite a lot. Well, I can tell you exactly what it will cost to vote for Joe Biden because it ain't free. You don't get to keep the economy. Got to give that up. We now know because Stanford University, four professors there, did a study analyzing the Biden economic plan. How's that going to work out for you? Well, I just want a president who's nice. Cool. That is a cost. It's $6,500. $6,500 less in median household income per family on average. So for some of you, half of you be a little more and half of you be a little less, but $6,500 on average. Pay up. Cha-ching. Oh, and not that anybody's counting, but there'll be 4.9 million fewer jobs. And the economy will shrink by $2.6 trillion. It ain't free, folks. You don't get to keep the Trump economy. Because you don't get to keep the Trump tax cuts. That's why we have the Trump economy. And the staggering tax cuts for corporate America that generated all the jobs. See, and the thing, people be so confused when this happens. They're going to blame all kinds of stuff, the Democrats, if he wins and do this. You'll be able to feel it right away, though, the malaise. As soon as the Trump tax cuts are gone, you'll feel it. It'll be little signs. You should remember them. It'll be little things like, you don't like the job you have, but there really aren't any others in your industry, and you haven't gotten a raise in 3 years, and that really makes you mad. But where are you going to go? There aren't really any other jobs like there were when Trump was in office. I wonder why that was. I don't guess the economy's just bad. And then before you know it, they'll bring out Austin Goolsbee, a real ghoul. And he'll tell you how, actually, the economy's not really going to grow anymore, and that's the new normal. Remember that? Over and over, the new normal during the Biden administration? Do you seriously want to go back there? Or we could vote for Trump. Between 2018 and 2019, Americans averaged a 6.8% growth in personal, median household income. 6.8% growth. Black Americans did a little better than average, 7.1%. That'll be gone. But hey, it was never that important to you anyway, was it? You're going to vote Biden. That wasn't a single year. Folks, if we could continue to grow at nearly a 7% median household clip in this country, sky's the limit for your kids. There's so many rungs on the ladder, you don't even know which one to begin climbing. We can live that way, folks. We can live like that. We don't have to suffer. We can choose not to. Or you can choose the elimination of 4.9 million fewer jobs, 2.6 trillion less GDP, and $6,500 left less per family in median household income. You can choose that. By the way, that 6.8% growth in a single year in income, it was a record, according to the Census Bureau, which is one of the many Trump records. I mean, the stack is so big, I don't even know where to begin from pre-COVID. It was the largest single year median household income growth recorded since we began recording these statistics 60 years ago. So it's possible there was a higher one before we recorded it, but not in recorded history. But go ahead, give that up. We do this recovery from COVID. I think we could grow at that rate 2 years in a row. I bet we could. Can't you feel it? The market wants to run. It does. It was well on its way to 30,000 in February before COVID hit. Or we can just struggle. We can just go back to struggling. But you'll be able to tell yourself, when you're stuck in that dead-end job and you haven't had raises in years, because why does your boss have to give you a raise? There's hardly any jobs you could go to. You'll pat yourself on the back and think what a good person you are because you voted for Joe Biden. And by the way, do you know what's going to cause what I just described? I can tell you what it'll cause. You won't even notice when it happens. Not immediately. We were the only country in the strongest part of the Trump tax cuts, we were the only country in the industrialized world that counted corporate income made outside the country twice. You made it in Ireland, they taxed you once, you bring the money back to invest it here, we tax you again as if Ireland's never taxed you. Stupid. And so what? The money, trillions of dollars parked overseas, never came back. And it flooded back in after the Trump tax cuts, $250 billion per quarter. Each billion creates 7,000 jobs. That's where the jobs came from. That's going away. So go ahead, write the check now. $6,500 less than median income. What would that buy you? You'll never know if Joe's elected president. That's Wall Street Journal, folks, and Stanford University study. Got it up on the Facebook page if you want to share it. Oh, and on Twitter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.